الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you've made some good intentions before watching this silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his actions. Let's make some good intention that I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever I will hear the blessed name of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will read durood e paak. Whenever I will hear sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshallah, azzawajal. The beloved of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna anjaakum yawm al-qiyamati min ahwaliha wa mawatiniha aktharukum alayya salatan fi darid dunya. Meaning, O people, indeed the one to attain quick salvation on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who would have sent durood upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would not give leniency to anyone in matter of people's right. The king of Ghassan had newly become a Muslim and Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was very happy due to this. And there was hope that his subjects would also embrace faith due to this. During Tawaf, a poor Bedouin stepped onto the clothes of the king of Ghassan and he became angry and hit the Bedouin with so much force that his tooth fell out. So he made plea in the court of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The king of Ghassan accepted that he had hit the Bedouin. So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the claimant, that is the Bedouin, you can take the revenge from the king of Ghassan. Considering it to be unpleasant, the king of Ghassan said, How has such an unimportant person become equal to me that he has the right to take revenge from me? Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala said, Islam has made both of you equal. The king of Ghassan took a day's respite for the revenge and then fled at night and became an apostate. Allahu Akbar, ma'adallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard how Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not show even the slightest favor to a highest status person, a king, and that unfortunate individual turned away from Islam and jumping into the dark pits of kufr and did not cause any harm to Islam. Rather, if Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu displayed leniency, then perhaps Islam would have been harmed. And the people would have assumed that ma'adallah, Islam does not give the weak rights over the powerful. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how great is Islam? Alongside commanding the people to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also commands the fulfillment of the rights of people, regardless of whether it is a king or a poor person. In terms of fulfilling their right, they have been all made to stand in one row. And whenever a right of a Muslim is established over another person, it has been given the command to fulfill his right completely. Remember, the rights of Allah and the rights of people are two such things that are necessary to be mindful of, and being heedless of even one of them is a means of loss in religion and in the world. But alas, negligence in regarding to both of them is on the rise these days. If we were to look at the rights of people, then we will see Muslims becoming fearless regarding the consequences. They violate countless rights of Muslim by becoming involved in oppression, injustice, making threats in order to take money, land from people, stealing and many other sins. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is haram to violate the rights of Muslim, hurt them in any way or hurt their feelings. And these are the action that leads to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in part 22 of Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 58, in regards to harming Muslims without any reason. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and whoever pesters Muslim men and women without having them done anything wrong, they have burdened themselves with false accusation and an open sin. It is stated in part 30, Surah Al-Buruj, verse number 10, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who tortured the Muslim men and Muslim women by burning them and then did not repent for them is the punishment of hell, and for them is the punishment of fire. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the punishment of fire to those who do not uphold the rights of Muslim, those who oppress them and hurt them for no reason. Thus, we should remain very cautious and never scare, threaten, or violate their rights without any reason. Being unfair with a person, humiliating them in a large gathering, dishonoring them, swearing at them, hitting them, and doing every such action that violates the right of another person is also oppression in reality. While stating the definition of suppression, Sayyid Sharif Jurjani rahmatullahi ta'ala states the following: putting a thing in other than its place is oppression. Whereas in Sharia, oppression refers to violating another's right, spreading on a wrong occasion, and to punish someone without a reason. Remember, the consequences of oppression is very terrifying and frightening. The oppressor will definitely be subjected to punishment in the hereafter. But sometimes, such a person is afflicted with severe circumstances in this world as well. So then Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the coolness of our eyes, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, indeed Allah Almighty grants respite to the oppressor to the extent that when he seizes him, then he does not leave him. After saying this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited from part 12, Surah Hud, verse 102. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and similar is the seizing of your Lord when he seizes the inhabitants of the towns upon their injustice. Indeed, his seizing is painful, severe. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard that those who unrightfully harm Muslims have been promised a severe punishment. Indeed, the matter of people's right is very sensitive, and we should remain mindful of it at all times. If you knowingly or unknowingly violate the rights of a Muslim, then immediately repent and seek forgiveness from that person as well. The rights of Allah are forgiven with sincere repentance, but in the matter of people, alongside repenting, it is also necessary to seek pardon from the person whose rights have been violated. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has said, regardless of the type of right, it will not be forgiven until the rightful person does not forgive. In terms of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is clear that who else is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will forgive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, part 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 135, translation from Kanzul Iman: who can forgive sins except Allah? The Lord Almighty has stipulated this condition in the matter of people's right, that he will not be forgiven until that person forgives him, even though he is our owner of lives and wealth. If he so wishes, he can forgive the rights of any person, and this is absolute justice and his right, for we are his, and our rights are stipulated by him, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he did not make our blood, wealth, honor sacred, anybody could cause us harm and would never be taken to account. Thus, if Allah Almighty wishes, he can forgive our rights over people, for he is the true owner. But it is the mercy of that generous and merciful one that he has handed our rights to us. He did not allow a situation to arise when a person be forgiven or pardoned without our consent, lest an oppressed person say, oh my creator, I did not receive my right. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the importance of people's rights have been mentioned at many places in the blessed ahadith as well. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. He should not oppress him nor deem him inferior. Piety is here. And then he pointed towards his chest 3 times. It is enough of an evil for a person that he considers his Muslim brother to be inferior. Everything of a Muslim is haram upon another Muslim: his blood, his wealth, and his honor. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who has oppressed his brother in terms of his honor and any other matter, it is necessary upon him to ask for his forgiveness in the world before the day of judgment arrives, for there shall not be dinars nor dirhams there. If he has any good deeds, then it will be taken from him, the oppressor, and given to the oppressed in the proportion of to his right. Otherwise, his, meaning the oppressed, sins will be placed upon the oppressor. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in another hadith, a Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there are 3 registers. Allah Almighty will not forgive anything in one register. One register is such that Allah Almighty does not consider it, and one register is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave anything from it. that register where there is no scope of forgiveness is kufr, as it will not be forgiven in any way. The register which Allah Almighty does not have concern about is the sins of a person which are only between him and his Lord. If he left a day's fast or left a salah, if Allah Almighty wills, then he will forgive him and pardon him. And that register which Allah Almighty will not leave anything from is the oppression that people commit against each other. Revenge will definitely be taken for this. These ahadith materials of Madani Channel are enough, should be enough to scare us. In another hadith in Muslim Sharif, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, you will hand over the rights to the rightful people to the extent that the hornless goat will take revenge from the horned goat. Allahu Akbar. My dear Muslim channel, we've heard the blessed ahadith, of which the meaning of the last hadith is that if you do not fulfill the rights of people in the world, you will have to fulfill them on the day of judgment. In this world, it is through wealth, and the hereafter, it is with deeds. Therefore, it is best to fulfill them in the world. Otherwise, you will face regret. Hakim ul-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, even though animals are not bound by Sharia, they will still have to fulfill the rights regarding people. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, at the time of the physical departure from the world, the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made the following announcement in a public gathering. If I owe anybody money, if I have harmed anyone's life, wealth or honor, then my life, wealth and honor is present. He should settle accounts with me in this world. None of you should fear that I will become upset if you settle accounts with me. This is not befitting of me. It is most beloved to me that if a person has a right over me, he should take it from me or forgive me. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, if anybody has any right upon him, then he should fulfill it, and he should not think that he will be humiliated, for humiliation in the world is better than humiliation in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it cannot be even thought that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, violated anyone's right or hurted anyone. But due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is still asking for forgiveness from the people. We also learn from this action of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that if we knowingly or unknowingly violated a Muslim's right, or if someone was harmed by us, then we should immediately ask for forgiveness. One should never show laziness or embarrassment in this. Betterment of both worlds lies in humbling yourself and immediately seeking forgiveness. Otherwise, we'll have to give away our good deeds in the hereafter. And if you have no good deeds, then we'll have to carry the sins of oppressed. Just as Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, are you aware of who's muflis? The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan said, the muflis amongst us is the one who has no dirham nor any possessions. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the muflis person from my ummah is the one who will come on the day of judgment with salah, fast and zakat. But he would have sworn at so-and-so, accused so-and-so of something, ate so-and-so's wealth, shed so-and-so's blood, and hit so-and-so. Thus, all of them will be given their share from his good deeds. If his good deeds run out before he fulfills his due rights, the sins of people will be placed upon him, and then he will be cast into Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, violating the rights of people is very detrimental for one's hereafter. So then a Shaykh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala states, in most cases, it is not one's own sins, but sins of others that will become a means of entering Jahannam. Countless people will enter paradise, not due to their own good deeds, but by acquiring the good deeds of others. It is apparent that those who will attain the good deeds of others are those whose feelings were hurt and whose rights were violated in the world. Dear viewers of Madani channel, those who possess the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his righteous slaves are so cautious even in the apparent inconsequential issues of the rights of people that one is left astonished. It is narrated when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala was once leaving for a journey. An individual handed him a letter to pass on to someone else. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I have rented the camel. Therefore, I will have to take the permission from the owner of the camel because I have already shown him all of my provisions. And this letter is an extra thing. The passion of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala in fulfilling the rights of people is most amazing. After showing all of the provisions to the camel owner, he rahmatullahi ta'ala had the mindset of taking permissions from him before even placing an almost weightless piece of paper on the camel, lest his rights gets violated. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Misr bin Qidam rahmatullahi ta'ala states, we were once going somewhere with Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala when he rahmatullahi ta'ala unintentionally stepped onto the foot of a boy. The boy screamed and spontaneously said, Ya Shaykh, do you not fear the retribution of the judgment day? Hearing this, Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was overcome with fear and fell unconscious onto the ground. After some time, when he regained consciousness, Sayyidina Misr bin Qidam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, why did you become so fearful over a boy's word? He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, perhaps his voice was guidance from the unseen. Amir al-Sunnat, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Lali, is a great personality who also follows in the footsteps of our pious predecessors. His pure conduct is a beacon of light for us in this age of tribulation. Not only he, Damat Barakatum Lali, is very cautious in the matter of the rights of the people himself, but he, Damat Barakatum Lali, also encourages his disciples and associates to do the same. Giving further guidance in the matter of people's right, Amir al-Sunnat says that some children sleep very lightly and they cannot even bear even the slightest sound. They immediately begin to cry, which causes great distress to the people of the household. Moreover, there are some people, such sick people in the houses, who take sleeping pills and remain in bed. Students who have to go to school in the morning and other individuals who have to go to work. If a gathering is organized in such an area with the sound system blasting, then there is a chance that the feeling of the helpless and sick will be hurt. He said, it is not appropriate for those who dispute the ear-splitting sounds of the speaker, and asking permission from one or two or three locals is not sufficient. Who will take permission from the suckling infants, their mothers, those with headaches, those with fever, and the sick who lie in the bed restlessly? May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to understand the importance of the rights of people and to fulfill them. This is how Amir al-Sunnat gives us the mindset to be aware of the rights of the people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the matter of people's right, everyone's right is important and are all necessary to be fulfilled. However, the most important from these are the rights of one's relative. When we are encouraged to treat a common Muslim well and fulfill his right, then the importance of being good towards and fulfilling the rights of those to whom we are related through blood increases even further. This is the reason why Islam has encouraged us to maintain ties of kinship. Maintaining ties of kinship is to treat one's family and relative with kindness. It is stated in a hadith, indeed, Allah Almighty has kept the world populated due to one nation, and it is due to them that He increases wealth, and He has not looked towards them with dislikes since He has created them. It was humbly asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how is that? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, due to them maintaining ties with their own relatives. Remember, those who are most deserving of being treated nicely are parents and siblings. After them, other relatives are deserving of being treated nicely in accordance to their status. Maintaining ties of kinship with relatives is their right. It has been greatly emphasized in Quran and Ahadith from maintaining ties of kinship is wajib and breaking ties is haram. Allah Almighty has commanded us to maintain ties with relatives, orphans and the needy. Hence it is stated in part 21, Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 38, translation from Kanzul Iman. Therefore, give the relative his right and to the needy and to the traveler. This is better for those who seek the pleasure of Allah. And only their objective has been fulfilled. The renowned commentator of Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes the following under this verse. This verse is giving the command to fulfill the rights of all the relatives. Thus we come to know that every relative has a right. And all relatives are included in this. We also learned that we should not be good to relatives, give them sadaqah just to fill a common courtesy or fulfill a custom. Rather, it should be done solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And only then will be worthy of reward. It is said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, part 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 1, Translation from Kanzul Iman: and fear Allah, in whose name you demand mutual rights, and be mindful of your blood relations. Indeed, Allah is observing you at all times. The commentator of Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes the following under this verse: just as salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, etc. is necessary upon Muslims, likewise fulfilling the rights of relatives is also very important. He rahmatullahi ta'ala further states, being good towards family and relatives is very beneficial in this world and in the hereafter, and one is successful in life, death, and the hereafter through this. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alongside maintaining good relationship with relatives, be mindful of the rights of other Muslims too. There should not be any lapse in fulfilling the rights of employees. Generally speaking, some people humiliate their employees over small mistakes, and some foolish people even go as far as beating them up. Such people should take heed from the following hadith. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who treats his servant badly will not enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're hearing the rights of people. Just as a boss needs to treat his employees better, similarly a teacher should treat his students with love and compassion as well. Constantly rebuking and shouting will cause fear to enter their hearts, but there's a risk that the respect and honor of the teacher will be removed from the heart of the students. A Muslim should treat the poor, helpless, and destitute with kindness, and alongside helping them in difficulty, one should try to pay for their upkeep if possible and treat them with love and compassion. Likewise, elder sibling should fulfill the rights of the younger siblings by being compassionate towards them. Upon the passing of the parents, they should bring up the younger siblings, train them well, fulfill their necessities of life, and stand with them in every difficulty, fulfill their needs as much as possible. Even if their parents are alive, they should still treat them with love and compassion. Backbiting, tale-telling, having a bad opinion, and being jealous of even a common Muslim is haram. So it is impermissible to even a higher degree with your siblings. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, being a Muslim, if a Muslim fulfills the right of people, he can be successful in the hereafter because of this. And if you're careless, both our dunya and the hereafter will be destroyed. The question arises, how can we develop the habit of fulfilling the rights of people? So the answer is, first, acquire the knowledge of the rights of people. It is near impossible to act upon something without having correct knowledge. Unfortunately, the majority of our society is clueless in this regard to the rights of people. Hence, they're very far from fulfilling it. In order to gain a detailed knowledge of the rights of people, study the books published by Maktab al-Madina, Ihya al-Ulum, Volume 2, Catastrophic Consequences of Cruelty, and Walidain, Zawjain, or Asatza ki Hukuk. Inshallah, it will be very beneficial. Do not allow negative thoughts in your heart and mind regarding a rightful person. And instead of recalling his bad attributes, establish a positive thinking about him and remember his good qualities. It is narrated that a man once went to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala to complain about his wife. When he arrived at the door, he heard the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen conversing in a loud voice. So he returned and said to himself, Amir al-Mu'mineen is stuck in this problem himself. Afterwards, Amir al-Mu'mineen asked him why he came. He mentioned the entire account, whereupon Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I overlook my wife due to some of her rights. She is means of saving me from hell due to her. My heart is protected from haram desires. She protects my wealth when I am absent from my home. She washes my clothes. She raises my children and she cooks for me. He replied, these qualities are also present in my wife. Therefore, I will also excuse her from now on. Develop a sense of responsibility. Create a sense of responsibility within yourself and consider the rights of people your responsibility. Fulfilling the rights of people is the responsibility of every Muslim. Our pious predecessors would consider it as their own responsibility and would constantly think about it. the wife of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala states that when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala became a khalifa, he rahmatullahi ta'ala came home and began to cry on a prayer mat to such an extent that his beard became wet with tears. Upon my asking, he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "The weight of the Prophet's Ummah has been placed upon my shoulder. When I think about the hungry, the poor, the sick, the travelers, the elderly, the children, and about all the grief-stricken people of the world, I become fearful in the case of Allah Almighty. Ask me regarding them, and I'm unable to give an answer. It is the sense of this weighty responsibility and worrying about it which has made me cry." Another way is to become eager for good deeds. One way to adopt the habit of fulfilling the rights of people is to leave greed for wealth and become eager for earning good deeds. We do not know which good deed of ours becomes a means of Allah Almighty's everlasting pleasure. Therefore, we should not leave even the smallest deed. Having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an important means of adopting other noble attributes along with fulfilling people's right and abandoning evil habits. Sayyidina Abul Hasan Dari rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "A sign of a person's good fortune is that he remains fearful of being accursed, as fear is a rein between a person and Allah Almighty. When a person's reins break, he falls prey to destruction along with those who get destroyed. Therefore, make efforts to obtain this great blessing. Inshallah, with its blessing, along with fulfilling people's right, other pious action will also become a part of your life." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, an excellent way of attaining fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to join the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, throughout all the sessions, throughout the ijtimas, in the Madani Qafla, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instilled in every single individual who actually participates in all those activities. Start listening to Quran more. Start reading Quran more. Attend the Madani Halqa that takes place after Fajr. Read the tafsir of Quran through Siratul Jinan. Inshallah, these are all means of attaining fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of every individual that we talk with, that we converse with, that we have any dealings with. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reform my heart, take my hand, guide me.